For the general election, polling places were open in Pittsburgh until 8 p.m. Tuesday. 90.5 WESA reporters spoke to voters outside of polling places in Lawrenceville, Southside, Squirrel Hill, and East Liberty about the issues that matter to them most and how they decided their vote.
This is probably the first time in a long time I've not been very excited to vote, but I thought it was important to still show up and take part in the process.
A little overwhelming and a little disappointed at my options, but
everything was important today. This was a really big election and there's a lot on the line.
It's probably the most critical and weird election of a presidential campaign since I've been alive.
I was kind of ready for the election to be over. I'm glad it's over now, but I was very happy to be able to vote in it.
It was an amazing feeling to be able to vote for a woman for president.
I'm glad to see all the campaigns being over. So, you know, just to be able to move on with our lives is great.
I'm excited about voting in this election. It's a monumental election that really will show where this country stands and where it's going.
I think for a lot of different reasons, I felt like none of the four main candidates from the four political parties that were there really fit with what I would say would be an ideal presidential candidate.
I definitely care about immigration, so I definitely voted for Hillary. She's pro-immigration. I'm an immigrant myself, so that's the side I would choose to vote for no matter what.
Standing Rock is a huge deal to my friends and I. We have a Jill Stein poster in our house because she's one of the only candidates on the ballot right now that's physically there or has even made a comment about it, to say the very least.
We're among the people who are pinching their nose, but we voted for Evan McMullen because we could do it with a conscience.
Ditto. Couldn't vote for either of the Republican or Democratic candidates today. We voted for him because we can support his policies and point of view, and he's an honorable person.
Wanted to make sure that Trump wasn't elected. Doesn't really seem like he is supportive of the LGBT community. Just doesn't really seem like someone I would want in office.
It's kind of, at least from my point of view, unfortunate that it wasn't so much based on issues, but rather the people themselves.
We have a bunch of people going to vote for president, but at the same time, we have like the Dakota Access Pipeline or, you know, issues with local police and local political corruption. And I think that those issues are more relevant for people that look like myself than Hillary or not Hillary for president.
If Trump win, I'm gonna cry. We won't want to be pushing for it like we thought we would be. We'd be going back.
To be frank with you, I think he's racist. You know, he don't have no compassion for no other race but his.
Nasty. I thought it was just really, really hard to take, and I wish it had been more positive. But it just seemed like the Dukes were out the whole time, and I kind of wish they'd spend a little bit more time on the actual policies that they wanted to have.
I was really excited about the Senate race. Pennsylvania has never elected a woman to go to Washington. So, and I like Katie McGinty as well. She was one of the few candidates I supported and gave to during the primary elections. So I was really excited to vote for her.
One of the most disappointing aspects of this whole election cycle is when Donald Trump got up at the end of the last debate and said that I will wait and see if I will accept the results. That goes counter to our whole democratic system.
I always thought, and I still think, this is a strong democracy with people with good values that value each other and value equality and opportunity. And I think we'll prove that today.
And pray that we hold true to our values as a country, that was founded by immigrants, a country that values every person, no matter the color of their skin or their sexual orientation or their gender. We treat each other with dignity.
We live in a fabulous country. How grateful I am for the opportunity to vote. And to select our leaders and to support them the best we can. We're just blessed to live in the United States.